Each week, the JX looks around Southern Oregon and Northern California to learn about one city or town in our listening region. Today, we're going to talk with Kim Burgell. We had a little problem earlier getting in touch with her, but I think she's on the phone now. She's the mayor of Eureka, California. Welcome to the Exchange, Mayor.
Good morning, Mike.
Glad to have you.
Glad to be here.
Well, let's begin with geography. Where is Eureka located?
So Eureka is about 75 miles south of the Oregon border on the coast, behind the Redwood Curtain.
The Redwood Curtain. What is that?
Mm-hmm. Well, we live surrounded by redwoods, and to get in and to get out sometimes can be difficult during winter season and that type of thing. We are 5 hours north of San Francisco as well, if that gives you a better idea of location.
So what's the land size, population, and demographics?
So we're about 29,000. Land size, we're in the biggest county in California. The demographic is a pretty variety, we have all different populations here. So
now you
pretty
say,
diverse.
You say you're in the biggest county. What county is that?
That's Humboldt.
And how long have you been mayor?
I've been mayor, this is my fourth year, and prior to that I was on council for 8.
So tell me about the governing structure of your town.
So as the mayor, I don't have a vote, but I do preside over meetings and attend a lot of different board meetings and those types of things.
When did you move to Eureka?
When I was born. So I'm fourth generation.
Well, tell me about growing up in Eureka.
Oh, my gosh, it was like growing up in paradise. So every day after school, I could go out behind my house and play in the redwoods, and we did. We could ride our bikes all over town. It's about a mile and a half from my old house to the bay. So, you know, anywhere in Eureka, you can pretty much get there by bike. It's, you know, 2 miles probably, any given direction. So we were just free to be outside having a great time. We're, you know, 10 minutes from the beach, driving the ocean beach. The redwoods were right in the backyard. So we had a lot of outdoor activity, which was amazing.
It sounds really amazing. Yeah, it sounds, you have these large old growth forests on one side and you have the ocean on the other side.
We do, yes.
How do you decide?
We got it all in Eureka.
It sounds like it. How do you decide what are you going to do each day?
Well, it depends on the day. So oftentimes, myself, I like to walk in the redwoods, and then I go out after work generally a couple times a week to the bayside to watch the sunset, and I can watch that from my house as well. So, you know, again, there's a lot of outdoors beauty here. We're just really fortunate. And that's not the only beauty in our community. There's just so much more.
Well, tell me about your professional background.
So I actually work in a education role. I currently work at a middle school with sixth graders. I began that job working in the Montessori education. My former husband, myself, and about 7 families, I guess it was, started a public Montessori school here locally that is still going. In fact, both of my kids have graduated from the high school there now. Really blessed. I currently work in public education, though, and it's an incredible gift to be able to be there for kids.
Tell me more about Montessori education.
The thing I love about Montessori education is it's peace education, and it follows the child. So these kids love to learn. My own kids have just flourished, and I you know, it reminds me, my son one time did a presentation on the honey badger when he was in the fourth grade. Not because it was required, but because he loved the honey badger. And so he, like, made a diorama and, you know, had the fur and what kind of food and drew a picture and the whole thing and then presented it to class. Again, not because he had to, but because he thought it was cool. And that is one of the things I love about Montessori education is the kids really get to follow the things that they love with some structure. So, yeah.
Well, it sounds like there's a passion for learning that's instilled in the kids.
Yes, yes. And there's a lot of peace education as well and, you know, healthy communication and learning to ask for what you want in a way that is respectful which personally I think is super helpful, especially in this current climate. You know, learning how to treat each other is very important.
I agree. So you have this passion for Montessori education. You've sent your kids through it as well. Why'd you run for office?
Well, actually, you know, I ran on a resentment, if I'm being honest. I watched council meetings for years. I just loved the council meetings. And there were two things that I had been following that kind of went south when a couple new people were elected, and I was very upset about them. I'm very vocal about that. And the opportunity became available, and somebody asked me, and I thought, well, you know, be the change you want to see, right? So I ran, and I won by 41 votes, I believe it was, my first go-around.
Okay, so you found something was happening you didn't like. You didn't like the decisions of the leaders. And so instead of just complaining about it, you actually decided to do something about it yourself.
Absolutely. And I would encourage everyone to get involved in some way in your community in that way. You know, it's real easy for us to sit by the sidelines. Life is really busy. But a community, you know, a healthy community, we lift each other up, and you know, that is something that we really practice here at home and being involved.
My guest is Kim Burgell, mayor of Eureka, California. Now, Mayor, I heard that you were once a competing bodybuilder. How did that happen?
Yes, that is true. That is true. In my 20s. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what brought that about?
You know, that spirit of competition, I suppose. I was working out with a training partner, and she was the champion, Texas state champion. She'd done that 2 years running when she was in high school. And we just decided, wow, you know, this would be fun. And so we did. And it was fun. And I don't do that anymore.
Okay, so you've outgrown that.
Well, to a degree, I suppose. You know, life is about living, right? And trying things and being involved, and that's something that I love to do, is to be involved at all levels. So,
well, let's go back to your city. Tell me,
yes,
why do people come to Eureka? What attracts them than the ocean and the forest?
People come to our community. You know, people often tell me that we are, you know, your community is so friendly. We have a friendly, friendly community. We have the longest accredited smallest zoo in California, the Sequoia Park Zoo. People come for our Redwood Skywalk, which is this beautiful, incredible opportunity to walk through the redwoods in the canopy. So that is just awesome. And we have a lot of different animals there as well. They come for the forest. They come for the architecture. They come for the niche businesses. We have these incredible entrepreneurs in Eureka. We, you know, again, behind the redwood curtain, so we really have to look at ways to support ourselves. And we have so many incredible artists. We have a cultural arts district that's just flourishing. Friday night markets, summer concerts in the summer. We have a, you know, 13-mile one way. It's a little longer now. Waterfront trail that is delightful, and now you can ride your bike all the way to Arcata, which is 7 miles north. There is just, if you want something great to do, Eureka's your place.
It sounds wonderful. Now, I understand, and I only have about a minute left, but I understand that California is engaged in several land back initiatives. Where does the city of Eureka stand on the issue?
So the city of Eureka was one of those initial land backs. We actually, in 2019, worked with the Wiat tribe to return Palawat Island to them for free and for fun. And what I mean by that is no strings attached. That was a horrible massacre in 1860. And by no means does this fix that, but it certainly moves us in the direction of healing those past generational trauma.
Okay, and speaking of past generational trauma, you guys are trying to build a monument in recognition of the old red light district?
Yes. So I'm working with historian Lynette Mullen And we are looking at a monument in Eureka. We have a Chinatown monument going in currently for the horrific things that happened back then. And now we are working, Lynette and I are working on a monument to the ladies of the Red Light District who basically supported our city in 1903 through like 1913 when Eureka was broke. These are unsung heroes in our community, and I look forward to honoring them however we can.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much, Mayor.
You betcha.
My guest was
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. My guest was Kim Burgell, Mayor of Eureka, California.